Okay, items number 7, 8, and 9 are a combined hearing. The rezoning for 530 Polson Avenue is under file DAZ 214 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following items will also be heard. Conditional use under file DCU 142175 of 2011D and a variance under file DAV 142176 of 2011D. All addresses are for 530 Polson Avenue.
If I could call the applicant up, please. Hijab Mitra. If you could state your name and address, please.
My name is Hijab, and my address is 184 Point West Drive, Winnipeg R3T 5H7.
You have 10 minutes to make a presentation.
I'm the architect representing the client group from Jed's Construction, who is proposing a four-unit condo at 530 Polson. The initial zoning was under a C2 and it was a commercial use, talking to the planners, and we have decided to go into residential use with four units. The issues we had, there was a variance for the front alignment. It was zero alignment on the side and then the parking. But we have addressed most of the issues that were asked to us. But if anybody has questions, I'm more than willing to answer everything.
Any questions, Councillor?
Chairperson Sharma. I have a question. So you're presenting the requirement for variance and all that. In terms of parking and utility use on the back of this four-suite unit,
mm-hmm.
Are you addressing the issues that might arise as a result of a new solid waste plant, where
we did speak to the solid waste department for this year. They had asked us to because it is a combined garbage collection on the street for this year, but it would change next year. So what we decided was to have individual bins for each unit, which they drag out on garbage day.
There's space provision for that?
Yes.
Okay. I think that's the only concern I had with the report.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Now, these are all in opposition, so I want to call first of all if there's anyone who wishes to register or speak in support.
There's nobody?
Okay. No. But we need to call them first.
Is there anyone that wishes to speak that's in support of this application? Then we'll move to those that are in opposition. Todd Grant, would you like to come forward to speak or just show that you're in opposition?
And if we can just read his address out for the record.
Mr. Grant, you're at 301-540 Polson Avenue. Okay. Ms. Monica Sazowski. Would you like to come and speak, or okay? You could state your name and address, and then you have 10 minutes to make a presentation.
Monica Jazowski, 2028 St. Clair Street. I'm one of the owners of the building at 540 Polson Avenue. Our biggest concerns are if there's a two-story building going next door to us, our main entrance is on the east side of the building, which faces McGregor. That's going to block any natural light and any lights from the street. So we're concerned about safety for our tenants. Also, we feel that it's going to, with the height of the building, it might, impose like a wind tunnel, which we're afraid that a lot of, snow is going to build in there. Also, we're concerned about the slope of the roof, which we're afraid that all the snow is going to fall into the path for the tenants. We're also concerned about parking. With four families living there, we're afraid that parking will be an issue. I don't see how they can put four stalls at the back, but also any overflow parking, because most families have more than one vehicle. We're also concerned about the garbage, because there is no space there for them to put the garbage bins. Mm-hmm. And that's the majority of the major issues.
Mm-hmm. And you're the owner of which property?
540 Poulsen, the apartment block right next door.
Okay, great.
It'll also, like, it'll block the light and also block the movement of the of air circulation. Mm-hmm.
Councilor Reedy?
Yes, Chairperson Sharma. Is there, what is the current distance from the existing building that would be torn down to your, to the door on the east side of your apartment block?
From the building to the door, I can't tell you. I don't know.
I have to say I'm somewhat familiar with the property.
Yes.
Would you say that the lighting from the street and the back lane are inappropriate?
I don't think it's inappropriate. Because the building right now is just a one story at 530 Poulsen Avenue, we're getting a lot of natural light and a lot of the lights from the streets, which helps our tenants too. A lot of them work different shift work and they're coming home all times of the day and night. So we feel that helps them with regards to safety. I can't say that it's inadequate right now. I wouldn't say that. I'm just thinking that with a second story built on top, it's going to block a lot of that.
But there are lights in the back lane and on the front street of Poulsen, is that right?
Yes, there are.
So in terms of snow, is that not a, doesn't snow collect in there anyway?
Right now, the 530 Poulsen Avenue, the property there is a flat roof building. We've never had a big problem with snow. What we're guessing is that with a second story building there, it's going to create like a wind tunnel because of the second story, which will blow a lot more snow in addition to the roof being sloped and the snow falling off the roof.
Maybe I can find out what the distance is later on between your front door and the wall, but between the east door and the wall of the other building. Your apartment block is a couple stories high?
Three stories. Well, there's a basic story. It's not. It's a basement, and then it's the first floor and the third floor.
So is there a problem on the west side of your building at all?
In terms of
snow buildup and
no, but there are residential homes there.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Councilor Reedy. The planner can answer the question about the distance from the door.
I can tell you that the proposed building would be just 4 feet 2 inches from the west property line, and it looks like the door to the apartment building is maybe 3 feet beyond that, I'd say roughly. So the west yard for the proposed building would be 4 feet 2 inches. It might help estimate the distance to the door then.
So I don't know, if 540 meets the zoning requirements, it would be another 4 feet, right?
R2, yes. If it was built today, yes.
Anything further to add?
No.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Next is Mr. John Sosowski. In opposition, would you like to speak? State your name and address, please.
It's John Chizowski, 2028 St. Clair Street. As my wife just stated, we are the owners of the building next to it, immediately to the west of the 530 Polson Avenue. Presently, 530 Polson Avenue is a converted bungalow with a storefront attached to it. It's a single-story structure with a flat roof. I'm sure most of you are aware of that. It basically goes to the height of our second story. The apartment block is a 2.5-story walk-up. We have windows from the main floor right to the roof. That's what gives the majority of the light into the stairwell. And there are 6 units that are going to be directly affected that face towards McGregor that are going to be out sunlight and air circulation. That's our major issue there. I'm the one that does the snow removal, unfortunately. And snow does drift into there right now when the wind comes in. And when we're going to have a 2-story building next to us, it's really going to collect in there and swirl. And it's just going to make for a bad situation for the tenants trying to exit the building. And the last issue we have is parking. It's a two sort of thing issue is... There is not adequate room as it is right now for the garbage bin that is behind 530 Polson Avenue. It juts out into the back lane, and I can't see how 4 parking stalls at 530 are going to be able to access their property with a garbage bin there or the rollaway bins that they propose to put into there. As it is, the majority of the people use our garbage bin as a dumping ground. And the third thing is there's inadequate parking on the streets already. There's just too many cars on the road. There's nowhere for the people to park. The apartment block has 10 units of its own parking stalls that are always full, and the streets are also always full. I don't feel that the community surrounding this location can support another 4 families. We're not opposed to redevelopment. We'd like to see something nice go in there. But it's going to directly affect us, especially with an 8-foot front yard that they're asking for, as opposed to the 17-foot setback that's already there, which the apartment block has and every residential house on the street has. And that's pretty much it.
Yes.
So right now, that existing building, there's no front yard on the Polson side, nor is there a yard on the east side of that existing building. Is that correct?
On the east side, on McGregor, there is not. And the front as well has no front yard.
So you've seen the plans for this new structure?
Yes.
So it's going to have a, although it's not meeting, they're requesting a variance, but wouldn't that open up more space for light to reflect from McGregor over to the sort of front of the building?
To our building, no, because their 2-story building will block that out. Our building is set back 17 feet, and then the front door is set back probably another 15 from there. So we're 30 feet roughly from the sidewalk.
Garbage bins there are actually on the other side of the back lane, is that correct?
Yes. Right now, 530 Polson Avenue has 1 parking stall behind the building and a dilapidated old garage that sits there too.
That garage is kind of a, doesn't it exactly make you feel safe around there?
The garage... As of late, that garage has been, the door has been wide open, so anything can happen there. I know the tenants aren't comfortable with it there, but even if we take that down and put parking stalls there, there's not enough room for the cars to maneuver in and out of the 530 Polson Avenue.
Okay, thank you.
You had a question?
Oh, yes. Thank you, sir, for coming down. Have you had a chance to look at the elevations, like the proposed plan?
I looked online, but I couldn't see what the actual height of the unit's going to be. It's going to be a two-story building that I saw with trusses, and they're going to slope towards McGregor and back towards our building.
Okay. Because there was windows on both the east and the west side. And on the west side, that's your east side. There's also
yes.
windows there, too. So.
Yes.
We just have a comment from the planner as well regarding the roof.
Yeah, well, there's two versions to the design, and it looks like the one that's going to be implemented is the one that has a roof with it has more than one pitch, and it slopes to the north towards Polson, and then and to the south towards the back lane parallel to Polson, not to the sides, except for very small roofs over the windows on the second floor that project out. So by and large, it would be directing any moisture north or south.
So the main profile is to the front street of Polson, with roof like that. Okay.
And to the rear, to the back. It's equally sloping.
Sloping, okay. Maybe, or I could ask the architect, but what kind of space is there for parking? What's the distance between parking spots?
The parking is using up pretty much the entire width of the site, which is 33.5 feet in width. So that's just over 8 feet in width for each stall.
So, okay. So does the parking space line up with the, there's a four point something foot side yard on the west side, is that correct?
That's correct, and the parking spaces, the one of the parking spaces encroaches into that side yard.
By 3 feet?
It looks like it's about 3 feet.
So there's about a foot difference between property?
There isn't a dimension showing how far the most westerly parking space would be from that, from the adjacent site, Councillor. But it could be about a foot, maybe a little bit more. And the surface, I don't think it's intended to be landscaped. For all intents and purposes, it looks like it would be more of a sidewalk to access the side yard.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a sidewalk on the west side of the existing building. Is that correct?
On the west side, yes.
There is a, okay. Okay, thank you.
No, on the west side, that's our sidewalk.
I'm sorry, what?
On the west side of 530 Polson is our sidewalk. It's not theirs.
It's on the 540 site.
So there is no side. So right now there is no side yard at 530 Polson on either the west or east side. Is that correct?
That's what it appears to be on iView, Councillor.
Okay.
And there's a slight indentation to the existing building. It sets back by a couple of feet, roughly, when it's at the point where it's about 20 feet south of the north property line. It is notched back from the west by about 2 feet.
Okay. What is proposed for the material on at grade on the west side of this new property at 530?
I can't tell by the drawings.
No, the architects, when they come back.
Well, when they come back to the bed, I'll ask.
Okay.
Thank you.
No further comments?
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Can you come forward here to the microphone, please? She didn't fill it out?
Yep.
Okay. Good evening. Your name and address, ma'am, for the record?
My name's Carol Fliss. I live at 540 Polson, apartment 302.
She's registered for information.
Okay, you were registered for information. Would you like to change that to be in support?
Yeah. Yes.
In opposition.
In opposition, pardon me? Yes, in opposition.
And that means I don't want it there?
No, that's right.
You've registered for information.
Yeah, I know, because we didn't see what's going up there, but I live where it's going
to
be.
Just a moment. You would like to be registered?
Yeah, I'd like to be registered, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. So you can hear.
Okay. We've got 10 minutes. Yes, excuse me?
Apartment 540 Polson, apartment 302.
She's in the apartment next
like,
door.
My apartment is facing on the side of where the building would be, and my concern is like, how tall is it going to be? Because my son's window and that is on that side. Like, that's going to be a lot of block. Is it going to be that high that it's going to block, like, the sun and, you know, whatever? There's going to be no view or nothing there then.
So what is the current
view? Pardon me?
What is the current view out the window besides the sun?
I can see, you know, off, like, when we look out the window, we can see, you know, everything up the street and everything, like that way, and a little bit that way and that way. But if there's a blockage, we won't see nothing at all except the building, I'm assuming.
So, but isn't there like a parking lot or something on the other side of McGregor, on the other side of that building?
There's nothing on my side except the building. Like on this, like side.
Like across on McGregor. What's on the opposite side of McGregor? Then?
There's housing. Like going up Polson, and then there's a car lot on the other corner.
Okay. Do you think that? Maybe you're opposed, but maybe I find it interesting. Do you think that the having a front yard at 530 Polson might make it look?
No, I'm just asking if it would obstruct the view. Like there'll be nothing coming in the window. Like there'll be no sense having a window there if you're going to look out and see nothing but a blank wall from another building.
I'm not sure of the height of where you live, but...
I live on the top floor.
I believe the height of this building won't be as tall as the building you live in.
Can
somebody confirm that?
It's taller.
And this will be an angular roof. It won't be a square roof. It'll be a...
It probably will be taller at the highest point, right here at the highest point. It'll be taller, I think, because... the existing apartment is 2.5 stories. Yeah. And
we should ask the architect.
Of the 540 place. Sort of a basement, split level. So that floor, the basement, and then the second, first, they don't.
Councillor Reedy, that question we can direct to the architect.
Pardon? Yeah, yeah. I have several questions to ask the architect. I think thank you for presenting your perspective on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was her? Yes. Thank you. So call the architect back in.
We'll also have to ask if there's anyone else who wishes to speak or register for information.
Okay. Is there anyone else here who wishes to be registered for information? I'd like to call the applicant back, please. Hijab Mistra.
Hi, I would just like to go, I've just noted the points they mentioned, and I'll just go one by one with the points they had as to what I have to say. The first thing was the sidewalk on the west side of the building. We have 4 feet 2 inches. I know somewhere the planner said that we don't have a sidewalk. We do have 4 feet 2 inches to the property line, and then they have their own setback beyond that. That's where the entrance is. Now, near the parking lot, we have 1 foot 6 inches walkway. So we have 4 stalls. It's about 33.5. Each stall is 8 feet. So we have 1 foot 6 inches. Connecting the 4 foot 2 inches sidewalk. So that's from the back to the front. So that was one thing. The second thing was, what material are we using for this? It's either going to be interlocking brick or it's going to be concrete. The third thing was the main entrance to their property, which is on that face. Now, we are set 4 feet 2 inches. We are not on the property line. So we do have our setback, plus they have their setback. So I'm guessing we're on 8 feet between buildings. That is if they are 4 feet. So I'm assuming they need to be 4 feet to have any openings on that side. So we have 8 feet between buildings. The other thing was the slope of the roof. Now, I think the understanding was the slope of the roof is towards their building, but that's not how the design is. The slope is front and back, and it's so shallow. Like they said, it was a flat roof. It's not a steep slope that, you know, the snow is going to just start falling onto their property. The slope of the roof does not face their property at all. It faces the front and the back. So the other thing was parking. Yes, we do have four parking, each stall 8 feet wide, and I think their issue is whether they can have that much parking. And yes, we do. We have 8 feet by 20 feet, and then we set back in the building another 4 to 5 feet for a sidewalk from the edge of the building face to the parking lot. The last thing, I think, what they brought up was the garbage bin. And we did speak to several times with the department to figure out how this was done. And the answers we got was, for this year, we are fine. Now, they also have to figure out what kind of collection system is going to be implemented next year. And we will be working very closely with them to satisfy their needs. What we proposed was to have individual bins at the entrances and keep it there and then drag it out on garbage day, depending upon, and I know that that's an issue, and I don't want the street to be, you know, cluttered up and people using their garbage. That is not our intention at all. We would do our best to meet all requirements on that. And I also know they said that blocking views and things like that, I'm not too sure. Most, if we need to enhance the density in places, most infill properties, wherever we go around the city, at least has an 8-foot setback, and that's how it is. So if there are any concerns or design considerations that I could take, I'm more than willing to look at it. But with all intentions, we did look at the neighboring properties and see how we're going to get this to work. And one more thing, the front yard, I know he raised that they're 17 foot back. Right now it's a 0 foot on the property. What we decided, we're also going to landscape that with sod, and we also have trees in there. So the views would be nicer, the street will be nicer, and I don't see any tunneling effect beyond what they have today that will be created.
And the height of your development?
It's to the top of the top floor is about 18 foot. I'm just going to pull that out just to.
And then let us know at the peak what the height is too, please. Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
So at the peak and at the, like you got a slope roof?
Yeah. So it'll be about.
And I want to know at the base.
At the peak, it'll be around 28 feet at the center, and then it keeps sloping down to the eavesdrops is about 18 feet. And we have gentle slopes sloping down, and it's not just, I think in 1 and 2 is what it goes as. 10 and 12 is what we have as the slope. And 2 and 12 on the upper end.
Can I ask you a couple more questions?
Sure.
Okay. So in terms of, so you have 2 suites on the front and 2 on the back?
Yes.
So it's not, two suites on this first floor and then another 2 suites on the second floor, right?
No.
So, So each unit will have two floors?
Yes.
Okay. Do all 4 suites have a back door?
All 4 suites have a back door?
Yeah.
None of them have a back door, actually.
Okay, great. Okay, no, just checking. Okay, so I'm only asking this question in regard to snow clearing, and snow clearing is always an issue for everybody, but so whoever lives in the suite that would be located on the northwest corner.
Mm-hmm.
Is the expectation that they get to the back to their car by walking on the west side of the building?
Yes. I guess so. I'm just going to pull that up. All the entrances are in the center, so.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah, it's not
I see.
On the end.
On this. Oh.
Like it's in the center of the building, not on the periphery.
I get what you're saying. So the doors are on McGregor and on the west side.
No, it's on Paulson in the public lane.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, I get it. Okay. So you will be putting in a walkway on the west side.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I think that answers all my questions. So you don't foresee any problems with people backing in and out of their parking stalls?
I don't, because they did have a garage there. Now, I just want to raise one thing. The walkway, what we have, is just 1 foot 6 inches, though, and beyond that, the property is 4 feet 2 inches. And that's how we've shown it, to get four parking spots. And I don't see any problem parking in from the back lane, and we comfortably fit and into the code minimum of 8 foot by 20 feet. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
If I may.
Yes.
Sometimes there's an expectation to have parking spaces a little bit wider than 8 feet when they're on the ends. So I think maybe we would see that a portion of that walkway would be kind of help out with vehicles, people entering and exiting vehicles, if there's going to be a fence along the west property line. I think that overall, when you look at the width of the site itself, it can accommodate four vehicles. Because it's a little bit wider than 32 feet, you have that 1.5 feet of extra play.
Okay, thank you.
And we will be having about 6 feet high fencing.
On the west side of the building?
On the McGregor side, and we could also incorporate it on the other side.
Excuse me, on the McGregor side, the walls will be right at the sidewalk.
Yes, but where the parking is, at the back.
Oh, I see. Yeah. A fence from the building out to the back lane.
Yeah.
And a fence on the west side.
Yeah.
What are you proposing to construct that fence on?
We haven't really decided at this point what the fence would be, but I'm open to suggestions, and if you'll have anything.
I'm going to have to seek
some advice. But we know we'll go 6 foot high, for sure.
Okay. Yeah, no more than 6 feet high, right?
No.
Okay.
Do you have any suggestions, Councillor?
I'm just concerned that it looks decent and it doesn't really take up a lot of space. I would need some advice, though, in terms of I'm just dealing with a fencing issue somewhere else. And is there a plan approval required here or no?
No, but Councillor Eady, the planning branch is recommending that plan approval by the Director of Planning, Property and Development be made a requirement. That could be modified to include Ellis, Lord Selkirk, West Kildonan.
Conditional use? Okay. Okay. Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's the DCU. Yeah.
So I could. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay. No further questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So, I'm moving the zoning thing first, but I just want to confirm something. So, under conditional use, I could have it, you're saying that a fence could be subject to what the city planners believe would work best in that situation?
Well, the fence and other aspects of the design could be, the plans showing what they're going to be look like can be made subject to approval by the director of planning, property, and development, the board of adjustment, or the community committee for that matter. Okay. And then the fence and any other element in the approved plan must be developed in accordance with the approved plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Three.
I'm just lining up some text here for the first. I think we're all complete in asking. I'd like to move that the report of the public service be taken as read on the zoning.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Let the receipt of public representations be concluded.
Yeah, I move that the... Sorry, I'm just, you'll
it's
have
okay.
to bear with me. I'm just going through this slowly because move that this receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.